Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, July 15th, 2008, examines the drama surrounding the Packers and Brett Favre. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
I know there's been comments and issues in the press lately about why I'm leaving, whether or not the Packers did enough, whether or not Ted and Mike tried to convince me to stay. None of those things have any thing to do with me retiring. And that's from the heart.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who'd like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we'll bring you up to date on the whole Brett Favre fiasco and even throw some non-Favre Packer news into the mix. So let's get started.
There's some non-Favre Packer news?
No, I'd just like to say that, you know, just throwing it in. Did you know, for instance, that Tyrone Culver is ready for training camp? And Jeremichael Finley once had a good game in college or something.
Or high school.
Now, this is all according, of course, to Packers.com.
Which, if it was the only thing you read online...
You wouldn't even know about Brett Favre.
You wouldn't have any idea.
He retired. He's done. Game over. But apparently, as we all now know, he's got the itch. He wants to come back.
Well, I have some...
Packer fans everywhere.
You know, there's...
Screaming
good,
in the streets.
I am going to be Mr. Positive in this podcast.
Okay.
And not only that...
I'll be Mr. Objective. How's that?
Well, wait, just answer me this, okay? Because everybody wants to know this question.
Okay.
Are you a Packer fan or are you a Brett Favre fan?
I hate that question. This is the dumbest question ever in the history of man. If anyone, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, if any of you out there answer Brett Favre to that question, a Brett Favre fan
wait,
to that
some
question.
Some people are going to answer that. They have the right to answer that.
Over the Green Bay Packers? Okay, shut down your iPod. Close out your iTunes, however you're listening to us, and never listen to us
Well, it
again.
Is called Packer Transplants,
exactly.
Not Brett Favre
It's not called
transplants.
Favre Transplants. It's called Packer Transplants. I mean, why anyone would take this text messaging prima donna diva over the Green Bay Packers
now
is beyond me.
Wait, I got something for that. I got something for that.
What
I,
do you got?
I have something
what do you
that,
got?
I have something that will prove why you put up with the... What you just said.
6-0 Giants. Packers from right to left. Out of the I formation. Receivers right and left. Jennings to the left. Driver to the right. Favre under center. Fakes the pass. Now back to throw deep. He rainbows
He's
right side.
Him.
He's got his man down the right sideline to the 45-50. He's to the 40, the 35-30. Down the sidelines. High stepping end zone. Touchdown. Donald Driver. 90 yards. Oh my.
I think that qualifies as a spark.
Yeah, you think?
That's a little bit of a spark.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year.
He was pretty good.
How good was he? Oh, wait, here.
Snap to Favre and third down, looking downfield. He's hit, spins away, stumbling, rolling right, shovels it forward. He's got Donald Lee inside the five, down to the three-yard line. Oh, you talk about improvisation. Brett Favre with a shovel to Donald Lee for 11 yards and a first and goal Green Bay.
You know, I am talking about improvisation. That is some
well,
pretty
no,
sweet
I
stuff.
I played those because those are reasons for, if you're any, I don't care what sport you coach, okay?
Right.
I don't care, just sport in general.
Right, right.
Okay? He had the third best year of his career, of a career that is a Hall of Fame first ballot going into the Hall of Fame career.
I hear you.
And he had his third best career last season.
I hear you.
So anybody that pushes a guy like that away, regardless somewhat of the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, there you go. It's not so easy.
It's not so cut and dry.
I understand, I agree. No, it's not.
Yeah, I think it is. I think most Packer fans would agree with this statement.
What's that?
If Brett Favre wants to come back to the Green Bay Packers,
right,
he should be able to.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right.
That's the bottom line. And I think a lot of people like Sports Illustrated and ESPN and all these people, I think they're somewhat right. Favre is bigger than Thompson or McCarthy in a lot of ways.
Well, sure, in a public sense. I mean, in a public persona sense, of course he is. He's bigger than anybody in the NFL. But that doesn't mean he runs the Green Bay Packers, nor should he. I mean, the other problem that I have is just this. I mean, here he is, again, trying to make it, A, all about him, B, he's bigger than the team, which got him all mad at Thompson in the first place, mm-hmm. when he wouldn't sign Randy Moss, mm-hmm. he wouldn't sign the guys he wanted for the, you know, Marco Rivera and mm-hmm. Mike Wall. And he wouldn't interview Steve Mariucci. Well, geez, if we'd listened to Favre on that one, we never would have McCarthy. We never would have the team we have right now. We would have had Mooch. We would have stunk. And
slow down. I don't know about all that.
Yeah, because let me tell you, Mooch was really inspiring confidence over there in Detroit. Good Lord. Goodness gracious.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
What really Packer fans don't get, and Favre can hide behind Packer fans, and it's true, okay? Favre can hide behind all of the people who all they've known is Brett Favre growing up.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And we all get...
Those of you who don't remember Lynn Dickey.
We all get how he can do that. We all understand the power of Favre.
Who I love. I love Lynn Dickey. Sorry. I had to throw that in there because everyone rips Lynn Dickey, but he was a really great quarterback. He didn't have a team around him. He had great receivers, but he just never had a running game.
I guess he was kind of
defense.
A stick in the mud. He didn't move at all.
Okay, but can I just mention that Brett Favre broke all of his... The Packer passing records were all held by Lynn Dickey before Brett Favre came along.
I'm just saying, not all of them.
Most of them.
Not all of them.
No. Passing records. Okay. I'm not talking wins and championships. That's all Bart Starr. Lynn Dickey was the man.
Starr had the completion record that Favre passed.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Okay. That's a passing record.
Most of the passing records.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard a pissing contest here at Packer Transplant.
I'm just saying.
That's one of our favorite phrases. I missed it. I'm glad it's back. But no, seriously. Okay.
Wait. Here, I got another reason. Hold on. So here, check this out.
Barb moves to his right, points to his right. Now back to the shotgun. Time winding down to the play clock. Here's the snap. Brett looking, drills the middle. He's got Jennings.
There it is.
And there it is, a monumental milestone in a legendary career. Brett Favre has passed Dan Marino to become the National Football League all-time leading touchdown passer.
All time.
It's an incredible play.
All time.
It's an amazing play. It's NFL history.
That was last year, by the way.
These are wonderful plays.
Just FYI, that was last year.
I understand. The man can still play. However, he's been, you got to admit, he has been less than forthcoming with,
it's true.
The public.
It's true. It's a little bit annoying when he says that it's all a rumor, everybody's talking about it.
And the thing that irks me the most is, A, his complete, he hasn't denied it, but he hasn't acknowledged the fact that, and he kind of alluded to it in the Van Susteren interview, God help us, he called and said, I want to come back. They chartered a plane. They were all ready to get him in front of the microphones and they were gonna make it a big deal. And then at the last second, you know, McCarthy's going into mass. He gets the phone call and I'm not doing it. I mean, he is jerking them around.
And he has jerked them around for the last three years. Even if the Packers are like, hey, are you playing right now? He still can't really tell you.
No. Well, he could if he just decided I'm going to do it. But he hasn't applied for reinstatement yet. And that's what needs to happen because that's the next step. That's where the ball is in his court.
Well, no, I think the ball is in the bringbackbrettfarveback.com. Have you been to that?
What are you, crazy? Oh, my God. You really want me to talk about this because you want me to get all upset on the podcast. Because these people, I am sorry.
Okay, let me just say that Aaron got me in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Some of our YouTube friends got mad at me. One of our YouTube friends, Arctown Productions, got mad at me because of
idiots.
What Aaron wrote. Okay.
Idiots.
You shouldn't call people names.
Big deal. Oh my goodness. So these geniuses, these two brothers, they made a website and it's bringbackbrettfarve.com. Very exciting.
I think it's actually bringbrettback.com.
Whatever. I don't even care.
It's so funny.
And they had this rally at Lambeau. A rally.
You
hear rally.
No.
You generally think of more than 200 people.
Well, now that you've seen the rabble video that I got off PackerForum.com, the rabble
video
is brilliant.
Which you all have to check out. Cheesehead TV, go to the Packer
video.
Yeah,
it's on Packer video.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, but these geniuses have made this website and their rally had less than 200 people on Sunday. And then Monday they had one in Milwaukee that had 30 people show up.
Wow, they had more time to plan and less people showed
30
up.
30 people in the biggest city in the state. 30 people.
I think we could get more than 30 people.
Oh, my goodness. I guarantee we could get more than 30
and
people.
And we're in New York.
In New York City, where no one cares about the Packers.
Yeah.
We could go to like Kettle and Fish and get like 100,000
yeah.
people tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe not tomorrow. But
not 1,000.
Give us a week. But we'd get a lot of people.
More than 30.
I can guarantee you
Well,
that.
And I can do camera tricks that can make it more than look like more than 200.
Make it look really like, you know, many.
Oh, wait. I meant to tell you, I have a really good reason for Favre to come back here.
Chargers four-man rush. Favre, quick throw on the slant. Got a man cutting right. Yeah. Looking free. Into the clear. To the 20. To the 15. 10. 5. Greg Jennings to a Green Bay lead. 57 yards.
I'm not just playing these highlights for you.
No, I know.
I mean, you know Ted Thompson listens to our podcast.
Obviously.
So I'm just reminding him.
As I keep telling people.
I'm just reminding Ted.
Right.
Of all the reasons why it's good to have Brett Favre.
I hear you.
That's it.
It's a nice.
There's a lot of good reasons.
It's a good idea. And I'm always up for some Wayne
Larrabee.
I
think our listeners.
You know?
Yeah. Who's not?
Yeah. You know.
I almost did some Viking calls just because I like it when they're like, no, oh no. I like that guy, especially when Favre makes it. He gets
great.
Really weepy.
You know, but I will say, you know, speaking of Wayne Larrabee, how would Wayne Larrabee call this offseason? Like, if he called the Favre timeline, you know, Brett Favre retires, he's back. Oh no, wait, it looks like his agent's shopping him to other teams. Oh, but he's not.
He's
oh,
got
but
it.
Wait, he's got the itch. And then there's McCarron in the background. Whoa, Brett's back. And then wait, Thompson won't let him come back. I mean, it's kind of how it's gone. I mean, it's been up and down, and I understand we've gotten lots of people agreeing
hate
with
mail.
Me. Well, and we've also got lots of people
hate mail
telling me to shut up. And
I just don't like when people think that I'm you. Because I'm the nice one.
Does that happen? Does that really happen?
Well, I think
that's unfortunate.
I think with Packer Geeks, it's really hard to tell who wrote
yeah.
writes what on
well,
Packer
I even,
Geeks.
Well, I even wrote something where I attributed it to one guy.
Where with us, I feel
totally
like it's a little
guy.
Bit more obvious. Like, I'm
yeah.
pretty much, I mean, you know.
You're the nice one. I'm the jerk.
Well, I'm not nice.
Well, no, I know.
I'm just nicer than you.
Yeah, that's true. Not too tough. But
not really, though.
But that's the thing. Okay, I understand, you know, I do. I understand where people are coming from with Favre. And I love the man. I think that's what people don't realize is that they just think I hate him and
yeah,
I'll
well,
get him.
Yeah, well, it can be both.
I think,
that's
exactly.
the whole point. It's football.
But
it's a business.
The man has given so much to the club. I understand that. But what no one wants to talk about or what everyone seemingly conveniently forgets is that it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he was sitting on the bench in Atlanta ready to become a Hall of Famer. You know, the Packers had a hand in him becoming what he's become.
It's true.
I mean, the last three coaches were hired with the idea that they would keep the West Coast offense for Brett. I mean, he's been... Is that not the case?
Well, I mean, the West Coast offense is the best offense to have in the NFL.
Well, it's the most prevalent, and Brett knows it the best.
And it's won the most games.
Well, okay. We'll have that debate another time. But you can't you can't deny the fact that the last three coaches were hired in part because they would keep the West Coast offense.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the last two. I mean,
I
Ray
guess,
Rose.
But that's just
kind Ray of
smart.
Just
it's not doing it for
but.
Brett. It's just smart. It's smart to not make your quarterback go through something if he's really good.
Right.
If your quarterback happens to be really, yeah. It's like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I mean, I know it's a two-way
yeah, but
street.
It's not like they were winning championships.
I know it's a two-way
you know,
street.
It was. Not,
it's not
broke, but it wasn't winning championships.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that bothered me about the interview too.
Right.
And as much as
you mean
he
the Van Susteren interview,
as much as he rambled on, as much as it is kind of weird. Like, what change? This now that he's 1 year older than he was last year, he's not given all the leeway. Like, there is precedent. This team has allowed
yeah,
him
he's
to
given
get
a leeway.
But here's the
I
thing.
Mean, give me
he's
a break.
Been
the guy.
Given,
jerked him around in March, jerking him around in April. He's like,
yeah,
come on.
Year,
at some point, okay, wait.
But last
wait,
year they let him go this long is my point. Like,
wait. Yeah, but last year they didn't draft two quarterbacks. You know, but here's the thing. All right, yes, it's all about Favre. Unless you look at it from, okay, no one wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he's always injured. He's blah, 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 blah. Fine. But the Packers as an organization gave their word to Aaron Rodgers that he was the starting quarterback. They have thrown their full weight behind him. To pull the rug from under him now What kind of message does that send to the rest of the league? What player is ever going to take the Packers at their word? This has now been backed by Mark Murphy, the CEO and president of the Packers. For them now to go back on that word, whether anyone agrees with it or not.
What about the word of Favre still has 3 years left on his contract, though?
That's fine. He can come back and be the backup. I mean, I know that's ridiculous. I'm just saying. That's the word that they've given Aaron Rodgers is that he is the starting quarterback.
Well, but
and
then,
to go back on that word then, now,
so,
will send
so
the
then
worst message
the real discussion
to the rest
of the league. The real discussion is what's more the mistake?
Keeping Favre at home or breaking the trust of Aaron Rodgers and sending a message to the
Well, but they're
the
ones that promised Rodgers in the first place. That's what I mean. Like my point is last year,
because
Favre
of what
had,
Favre told them.
Last
Favre told
year,
them he was
Favre had until training camp. This
no,
year,
he didn't. No, he
this
didn't.
Year
that's not true.
He didn't have to decide before the draft like he did this year.
But he did decide before the draft last year.
But he didn't have to.
Oh, give me a break! No,
and the year before that, he didn't decide. There was one year where he waited a really long time.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
It was the
and it
year
was
McCarthy
after the
hired.
Draft.
It was right around the same time.
It was like
no. I remember it was the week. It was Ted Thompson's first year, and it was the week that. He signed Charles Woodson because remember Favre had that interview down like some golf course and he said, I don't see them signing anybody. And then that next week they signed Charles Woodson. It was like a week before the draft. That was it. And that was the longest he's ever waited. And you know, I understand it. People want to say that when it comes to what my negative thoughts towards Favre, I understand what he's given to the organization. And I understand it's an impossibly tough decision. I mean, my wife even talks about it. She tells me to tone down, like I'm too harsh and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Let's listen to what your wife has to say.
My wife?
Yeah, we got your wife. Let's listen to what she has to say about this.
I actually do feel a little sorry for Brett. And I know that there is so much emotion and there's a lot of knee-jerk reaction to what's going on and what he's doing and what Ted Thompson is or isn't doing. And I understand all that, you know, it's a big deal. But I also, when you strip away all of the trappings and you look at this man who is very publicly, you know, living out what's clearly is a mistake, he's living with all this regret, that's a really sad thing to see. And it's hard to see in somebody like Brett Favre, who we all look up to so much as being this kind of pillar of strength and this gladiator in the face of adversity, to suddenly see him looking, you know, essentially quite weak, I think is quite sad.
Wow. Honey, thanks. But who knew? She should be a contributor on CheeseheadTV.com.
Well, why isn't she?
Honey, call us. Or I'll see you when I get home.
I was about to say.
Anyway.
I think she has an inside trap.
She's absolutely 100% correct, as she always is. And that's all I have to say.
All right. So, I think that there's a big possibility that they're going to trade him. And I do think that.
Do you really? Well, do you really think they will?
Well, I think that they'll trade him out of the conference.
Okay.
If they trade him.
Yeah. Well, for one step at a time, he's got to apply for reinstatement. We'll see if that happens.
I honestly think that if he wants to come back and he plays that card, if he says, I will.
But that's the thing.
I know he said on the interview tonight that. He doesn't want
to
really do that.
Stick it to him.
Yeah. Right. But if he does, he will beat Aaron Rodgers for the job in camp. I guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
If they allow a competition.
If they allow a competition,
of course he will. Of course he will.
And that might be, hey, and honestly, in the football, in what we're talking about, in the game of football,
right?
That's one of the greatest things about football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it really does matter how good you are. It's not like NASCAR where you can be the son of Richard Petty and be terrible and never win a race for 40 years.
Right.
You got to be good.
Not that you know anything about that.
You got to be the best.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to prove it on the field.
You know?
Which Brett has done.
If he does get traded, I do think Miami-Baltimore are right there.
I think he'll nix that trade. I think he'll refuse to report.
Miami's a good trade.
Yeah, for the Packers.
If we get a first rounder.
Exactly. But there's no way. He's not going to Miami. So I don't know. We'll see.
I
doubt
will
he gets traded.
Wear whatever jersey, okay, as long as it's not an NFC North jersey, which
right.
if
oh,
it
no.
is,
oh,
listen,
my goodness,
listen
no.
and I've said this on the forum, and I think most Packers fans would agree. Right. If Ted Thompson allows Brett Favre to go to any team in the NFC North,
okay,
he should not get a contract extension.
But what if they give us 5 first round picks?
No.
That's why you don't run the Packers.
And oh,
for 5 first round picks, they can have Brett
Favre. It doesn't matter what they
and the ghost of Reggie White. Have a good time. 5 first round picks. That's fine by me.
You're insane.
Okay, real quickly.
Seriously?
Real quickly.
So you want what all the bloggers have been saying.
What's
that?
Oh,
possibly the day that they retire Favre's number, that they're going to play the Vikings against Favre. You really want that to happen?
What are you talking about?
That's worth
about?
5 first round draft picks for you?
Sure, yeah. If 5 first rounders turn into like a team of the decade that wins 10 championships, sure, yeah.
First of all, the Minnesota Vikings don't even have 5 first round draft
picks. Well, they have 5 years. They're 5 in a row.
So,
5
like,
in a row.
2009.
So we have 2 first round picks for the next 5 years. Come on.
Yeah,
you
I do.
Know you want.
Okay,
that.
Okay, I take that back. I do that trade.
Exactly. You make that trade in a heartbeat. And you throw in the ghost of Reggie White. So real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning in. I do want to touch in just real briefly on a couple of non-Favre notes. Ryan Grant, the word is on the street, Packer update, shh, that's what we're hearing, that he's close to signing.
They don't know anything.
They might. We don't know.
They might.
However, Ryan Grant, close to signing. That would be really welcome news in the face
That'd
of all
be
this
nice.
Ridiculousness. Defensive line, ouch. Can I just say I really hope
Johnny Jolly
beats the
ouch.
Rap.
KGB, ouch.
I hope KGB and Justin Harrell come back healthy.
Justin Harrell, ouch.
When are the rookies going to sign?
What rookies?
The Bears have signed all of their rookie draft picks.
Look, we need to get Brian Brohm under contract now.
We need to get somebody under contract. Anybody. I'll take Swain. Anybody. Let's get somebody under contract. Let's start getting these kids in, and let's go to training camp. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.